There are thousands of events happening all around us that are looking for speakers. And at Mic Drop Workshop, we want to help events find amazing women speakers like you. We send out a free weekly newsletter with gig opportunities. So join over 200,000 subscribers at micdropworkshop.com/newsletter. Okay, let's get started.
Well, guys, I am officially in my dirty 30s, and it feels so good. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. And just a reminder before we head into today's final episode, before we are taking our hiatus for the summer, I am going in the Airstream with Jake and our dog Ollie. We're hitting the Northeast and just want a little bit of a break. And I'm actually going to record a separate episode that says why in a little bit more details. But before I forget, make sure you hit subscribe so you know that we're back on September 5th for season 2. And I will also still be sending out my hype text every Monday. So text me the word hype to 704-228-9495. That's the word hype to 704-228-9495. So let's do it. What's up, everybody? It is Jess Ekstrom, and welcome to Business on the Bright Side, the podcast where you can learn how to make a living and make a difference at the same time. Life is short, and so is my attention span, so let's get started. Okay, so have you ever heard someone say, "It's just business, not personal"? I even looked it up online to see where that phrase derived from, and an article told me that it's something that mobsters used to say to get away with murdering people. So there we go, chasing the bright side over here. And there were other countless articles saying that this phrase, like, "it's just business," needs to be retired. But here's my hot take that might be a little bit controversial. The phrase, "it's just business," is slowly becoming one of my favorite phrases that I say in my head countless times a day. Now, let me get one thing straight before I step up onto my soapbox. Using the phrase, "it's just business," should not be used to screw people over or like justify being a bad person. In fact, I don't think I've ever said, "it's just business," to anyone directly. It's more of a mindset hack that I use for myself, and here's why. For so many years, I like tightly wove my ego into my business. I think whoever said, "it was the best of times, it was the worst of times," was probably talking about entrepreneurship. If we made a sale, I was happy. If we didn't, I was sad. I was riding the highest of highs and the lowest of lows with any of like the slightest changes. It was like I didn't have my own personal engine, only sales that directed me by external circumstances, not internal belief. Whichever way the wind blew with my work, like that was where I was heading. I was just going from side to side, up and down on a moment's notice. And it was exhausting. I would be like just going about my day, taking a massive spoonful of almond butter while no one was looking, and then just get absolutely derailed by a negative email. Or while we're traveling in the Airstream, I'd be about to head out on a hike and then get some kind of like unfavorable call and just not be able to relax on this hike that I was taking. Or I'd meet someone at an event who wasn't like, you know, chipper and nice and be wondering if they liked me or not. Could you imagine if all of that energy I just spent on the worry was put into something that was real instead of just like made up narratives in my head? So that's where "it's just business" comes into play. It allows me to separate my worth as a human from like the ebbs and flows of my work, because you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days, and neither one of them is going to define you. If our entire mood is dependent upon what happens to us that day, then we might as well be driving across all lanes of traffic, swerving all around, because we have zero control as to what the world is going to throw at us today. It's just business. when I started Headbands of Hope and people would give me feedback on the product, I thought they were evaluating me as a human. But no, they're evaluating a headband. It's just business. When I was writing Chasing the Bright Side, I took any book changes that my editor gave me as like personal jabs to who I was. But they're not editing me. They're editing my book. It's just business.
Have you ever wanted to guest on more podcasts? As a speaker, it's an easy way to practice your talking points and figure out what works, all while expanding your reach to already existing audiences. Go to podcastally.com and use the promo code AMPLIFY for 10% off their podcast guesting service. That's podcastally.com, promo code AMPLIFY. Need a boost to start your week? Every Monday, I send out hype text as some food for thought for your week. Text me the word hype to 704-228-9495. That's the word hype to 704-228-9495. P.S. I actually read these texts and try to respond when I can. So tell me what you think of this podcast.
If you start something and it doesn't take off immediately, you're still just as valuable as you were yesterday. Because it's just business. If someone doesn't select you as a speaker, you're not any less of a speaker. It's just business. If a publisher rejects your proposal, it doesn't mean you as a person are rejected, just your book, because it's just business and you can freaking handle it. Here's the thing. When we can remove our ego from our work, we can become more obsessed with the problem we're trying to solve and less with the image we feel like we're projecting. We can be more receptive to feedback. We can develop our own filters. We can receive a train wreck of an email and still enjoy the hike you're about to take. And speaking of hikes, I'm going to be taking a break in the Airstream this summer. So this will be my last episode until we come back September 5th for season 2. So make sure you hit subscribe right now so you're alerted when we're back. And if you've enjoyed these episodes so far, would you mind also leaving a review for me? These are super helpful. I'll also still be sending out my Monday hype text over the summer. So text me the word hype to 704-228-9495. That's the word hype, H-Y-P-E, to 704-228-9495. And I promise that's actually me on the other side, not a robot. I'm also releasing a short episode today as to why I'm taking a break, but let's just say, given that it is my 30th birthday, I want to enter into this new decade with more intention and a more clear head, because, hey, it's just business. I'll see you back here September 5th.
Thanks for listening to Business on the Bright Side with Jess Ekstrom. I love to send out the episodes every Monday with a quick text and a quote from me, so text me the word podcast to 704-228-9495. That's 704-228-9495. And if you want to see what the show notes are from this episode, head to businessonthebrightside.com, hit subscribe here, write a review, and I'll see you on Monday.